们，去医治他们，直到很晚的时间。
And so the situation was, the disciples came to Jesus to inform him that the crowd had become very hungry.
所以那时候门徒就告诉耶稣说，这些会众都肚子饿了。
When the disciples came to Jesus, they expected him to do something for the hunger that was there for the people.
所以他们是盼望耶稣会做一点事情，为了那些人的饥饿。
I would think to their surprise when Jesus clearly said, "You give them something to eat."
所以当耶稣这样告诉他们，他们一定觉得很奇怪，你们去为他们预备吧。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 6, this he was saying to test them, for he knew what he was intending to do.
在约翰福音第六章这边讲，耶稣是为了试验他们。
So he was testing them to see how would they go about ministering to people in need.
他们是要试验他们人在需要的时候，他们要怎么样去做。
As we go through these verses, may we evaluate ourselves as to how we go forth in ministering to people in need.
当我们念这个经文的时候，也可以考量到我们要去侍奉人的时候，我们需要怎么样做。
May by God's grace we avoid ministry failure.
希望在神的恩典领导底下，我们能够通过这些考验。
The good news is these verses tell us how to pass the test.
这个好消息是说，这些经文是告诉我们怎么样可以才通过这些考验。
So before we go into the these words, let's have a brief prayer.
所以我们还没有进去经文以前，我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, enable us to see Jesus.
慈爱的天父，让我们能够看见耶稣。
To see Jesus as you want us to see him.
看见耶稣，你要我们所看见他的。
And to be changed by the work of your Holy Spirit.
从圣灵那边带来我们心里面的更新。
So that you alone get the glory.
所以你就可以配得一切的荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们在主耶稣，在主耶稣的圣名里面祷告。
Amen. This story of the 5,000 it's in all four of the Gospels.
这个五饼二鱼的故事是记载在四福音里面的。
So in John chapter 6, verse 6, this he was saying to test them.
所以在约翰福音第六章第六节里面讲，耶稣是为了试验他们。
What type of ministry approach would they take?
他们会用怎么样的方法来侍奉人呢？
You know, Jesus knew in the end what he would do, but he wanted to test them.
耶稣知道他自己应该怎么样做，但是他需要试验门徒。
So that through personal experience, they would realize their tendencies.
所以从他们个人的经验里面，他们会学。
So Jesus wasn't interested in saving time at that moment or making their life easier by giving them directives.
所以耶稣那时候没有因为赶时间，或者是说为了方便的缘故，给他们一个直接的指令。
He allowed the disciples to have time to struggle about what they would do, so they would do this together.
再让他们有机会去挣扎。看看怎么样去处理这些困难。
The experts say that we learn far more when we do it ourselves than being told what to do.
专家告诉我们，如果我们自己去行，远比我们听回来的事情学得多。
Like a Bible study, an interactive Bible study is more effective than a lecture.
所以在我们彼此交通的查经底下。是比我们上课的怎样去听圣经是有果效多的。
Like parents, our aim is to help our children know how to think.
如果父母要孩子们去学如何去思考。
We don't want to tell them always what to do because we will not always be there.
我们不会告诉他们一定要怎么样做，因为我们可能有时候不在他们旁边。
And so,Jesus wanted the disciples to learn and to mature, so he was testing them.
所以耶稣要试验他们背后的目的是说要他们去学习，要他们成长。
And how they responded to this test would reveal some things about them.
他们如何在这个考验上面的一些的回应，就帮助他们可以自我的平和。
So we'll move forward and look at three unacceptable ways to do ministry.
So we 们接着就看有三个的方向做侍奉人的是不对的。
The first way is what I call the easiest way.
头一个方法我们说是最容易的方法。
Send the crowd away. That's rather easy.
就让他们个别的解散吧，那是最容易的方法。
Let everyone take care of themselves. It's very individualistic.
让每个人都自己照顾自己，就是个人的看法。
Let them buy themselves something to eat.
他们可以自己买一些东西去吃。
Yes, they're tired and they're hungry, but let them travel to the distant towns.
虽然他们也是很累，也是肚子饿，但是他们可以到再去旁边的一个城。
So often we lean towards the easiest way to do ministry.
很多时候我们侍奉人的时候，我们也是愿意走容易的路。
And that doesn't mean we shouldn't at certain times, but if it comes out of laziness and not caring, it is not good.
就也就证明了很多时候我们是因为懒惰，而且我们不关心人，这个方向是不对的。
This doesn't mean that we also should make ministry so difficult that it's really hard to do.
但是并不等于我们故意特别的要我们的侍奉困难。
It's to say the easiest way is not always the best way.
只是说最容易的方法不一定是最好的方法。
It's like those weeds in our yards.
就好像在我们的草坪上面的野草。
The easiest way is to take out the weed whacker and just whack them down.
最容易是说拿一
the thing that
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
最容易是那个取草机器，就是把它割去呢，就是最容易去处理的方法。
That's the easiest, but it won't be long before they'll be back.
那是很容易，但是很快的野草就会长起来了。
So the best way is to get their roots and dig them out.
最困难的方法就是把它们的根也拔起来。
Maybe you've noticed in our combined service that we do it.The harder way.
所以好像我们联合崇拜常常是比较困难的一个方法。
That there are people here serving from each of the three congregations.
每一个堂会也派出代表来侍奉人。
We are not doing it the easiest way because we want to communicate that we are serving together.
我们不用最容易的方法，因为我们要大家都知道我们是一同来侍奉神的。
So we must be willing at times to do the most difficult where it fits because it is most beneficial.
所以很多时候我们用困难的方法来做，但是那个方法却与人有好处。
Let us hear Jesus' reply to the disciples, which is very enlightening.
当我们听见主耶稣怎么样教训门徒的时候，我们有很多的可以去领悟跟学习。
In Matthew 14:16, he says,They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat.
在马太福音里面讲，记载他们不需要离开，你们让他们吃了。
Now that is most difficult, if actually impossible.
那是最困难的，甚至于说是不可能的。
So taking the easiest approach in ministry is the first unacceptable way to do ministry.
所以常常是朝着比较容易的方向去做，那不一定是好的。
Secondly, we have the fastest way.
第二点，我们可以用最快的方法。
Let's just spend money and cater in the food.
就可以花钱就可以把食物买回来。
John 6:5, where are we to buy bread so that these 5,000 may eat?
约翰福音第五章讲说第五节讲说第六章。他说我们可以买东西给他们吃，那就是最快的了。
All Jesus said is you give them something to eat. It's the disciples who thought about money.
所以当耶稣告诉门徒你们为他们预备吧，门徒一想起来就是用钱去买。
Spending money would be fast, but it's not always most beneficial.
用花钱去买是很快，但是不一定是最有益处的。
When our children were young, I thought my wife was wasting time.
当我的孩子很小的时候，我觉得我的 太太常常是浪费时间。
She used to sew our children's clothes, our girls' dresses.
啊，亲手的做他们的衣服。
I thought it's a lot faster, just go buy it at the store.
我觉得就去外面去买就是简单容易嘛。
But the children got to pick out their pattern, and she got to make it, and it was a labor of love.
但是我的孩子们可以挑选他们喜爱的样式，所以我太太也亲手做，那是一个爱的表现。
So faster is not always the best way to do ministry.
用最快的方法不一定是最好的方法。
Going back to money, we tend to base ministry on money based on how much we have.
讲到金钱，我们可以用钱来计算，有多少钱我们就可以做多少的事工。
But actually, their response seemed to indicate they really didn't want to spend money in the first place.
但是从门徒他的反应来看，其实他们根本上都不愿意去花钱。
Because it's like, where are we to get bread? They don't know.
因为他们问啊，从哪里来？那些的面包从何处来？
If you don't know where, then most likely you won't spend the money.
如果你不知道从何处来，你也不会花钱。
Others thought that spending so much money to feed this crowd would be unwise. Mark 6:37, shall we go and spend 200 denarii on bread?
Okay, 在马太福音有门徒这样的问，我们是花200两银子去买这个面包吗？
One of the disciples was a mathematician and already figured out that's about 7 months' wages.
其中有一个数学家在门徒当中已经计算出来那是七个月的人工。
So that's a lot of money to spend in one time on people.
所以在一次的聚会里面花那么多钱是划不来的。
So it seemed not possible to feed them.
所以是不可能去买东西给他们吃。
So others would say, well, we don't even have that much money.
有些人也会问，我们根本就没有那么多的钱。
In John 6:7, it says, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them.
所以甚至有人看到 OK, 就是用那个钱去买呢，多么的饼也是不够。
So they had an accountant among them. He figured it out, and that's not enough even to feed them.
是他们的会计已经把那个算出来了，基本上不可能去喂饱他们。
So common excuses not to spend money on people.
所以一个的借口是说我们不花钱在人的身上。
It gets worse because sometimes we have the money, but we still don't want to spend it.
所以变成了有一个错误的看法，就是我们是有钱，我们也不愿意花在人的身上。
So their attitude was, how little can we spend instead of how generous can we be?
所以基本的态度就是说，我们可以用最小的钱，不是说我们是花比较多，比较是慷慨的，这样去做事工。
So the fastest way was not the best way to do ministry.
所以最快的方法不一定是最好的方法。
Easiest, fastest, and now cheapest.
容易的，快的。现在是最便宜的。
Why don't we just search the crowd? Maybe they have enough food.
我们就是在人群当中要他们自己贡献出来嘛，看看够不够。
If someone would search the crowd and find out they have enough food, then we don't have to do anything.
如果在当中他们都带来足够的食物，那我们什么都不用做了。
We don't have to spend money. We don't have to send the crowd away.
我们不需要花钱，也不需要要他们解散。
But the cheapest is not always the best way to do ministry.
但是最便宜的方法也不一定是最好的方法。
I don't know about you, but I had to learn that buying cheapest things is not always the best way to spend your money.
我知道要买那个最便宜的东西，有时候不一定是好的。
Cheap things tend not to last, and they wear out fast or they break.
便宜是有原因，或者是说他们不内用，或者是说它很快就会坏掉。
So in Mark 6:38, Jesus says, "All right, I'll go along with your idea. How many loaves do you have? Go look."
马太福音马可福音里面就讲说，耶稣说好啊，就按你们的方法，有多少饼多少鱼。
Jesus is lovingly leading the disciples to realize that their ways are not acceptable.
所以耶稣就是用一个方法让他们门徒看见，你们所看见的其实也是不可行的。
So after searching 5,000 some people, Andrew makes a report in the book of John.
所以在约翰福音里面记载啊，安德烈在寻找那么多5,000人当中，他找到的是什么？
There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish.
有一个小孩，他有5个大麦饼，然后有2条小鱼。
How disappointing!
只是令人失望。
Even the disciples admit that the cheapest way will not work.
所以门徒现在可以看见，最那个最便宜的方法也是行不通的。
Verse 9.But what are these for so many people?
第九节就说，那么一点点，为那么多人有什么用？
As if 5,000 people could each take a bite.
所以在真的啊，五千人能够每个人咬一口吗？
The main point is ministry is beyond all of us.
重点是说，我们很多是侍奉是超乎我们的能力。
Send away, cater in, search the crowd, they don't work.
所以不管是叫他们解散，要去买，或者是说在他们当中寻找，也是行不通的。
Sadly, the disciples failed the test.
很可悲的是门徒他们都在那个考验里面失败了。
Now let's look at the acceptable way to do ministry.
所以让我们看看可行的方法是什么。
We could say this is placing scripture over our culture.
我们可以说是我们看圣经所记载的重于我们自己的文化。
Jesus began to instruct the disciples now, and that's how we do ministry, following his instruction.
耶稣现在就指引门徒是说 ,OK, 我们做那个侍奉人是要听着耶稣的指引。
It begins by looking to Jesus.
我们先要看着耶稣。
Matthew 14:18, Jesus is so patient. He says, "Bring the loaves and fish to me."
那马太是这样的记载，耶稣说，把那些的鱼跟饼带过来，在我面前。
Ministry is about Jesus. His way is acceptable.
侍奉人是要按着耶稣的方法，他看如何才是可行的。
Yes, they did come to Jesus at first, but they didn't admit that they couldn't do ministry without him.
他们是的确是来到耶稣面前是问，但是他们没有看见，如果没有耶稣，他们根本不可能侍奉人。
Ministry is we can't, but Jesus can.
那个侍奉是说我们不能，但是耶稣能。
Don't waste time on man-centered ministry.
不要浪费时间在人以人为中心的这样去侍奉。
We need to keep looking together, united, keep looking to Jesus and His Word.
我们需要合一，我们一同来寻找，但是我们要仰望主耶稣基督。
This is how we pass the test.
就是头一点，我们怎么样可以过关的。
We keep coming and looking to Jesus.
我们都是定睛仰望在耶稣身上。
Secondly, we move forward in faith.
第二点，我们要前进是依靠信心。
In Luke 9:14, Jesus says, "Have the people sit down."
耶稣是这样的，告诉他们，让人们都坐下来。
This takes faith because, as of yet, Jesus didn't multiply the food.
那需要信心，因为那时候耶稣没有把食物增多。
Jesus could have multiplied the food first and then said, "Have the people sit down."
那耶稣可以先把那个食物变多了才让人坐下来，所以我们需要信心。
But Jesus wanted to grow their faith.
但是耶稣盼望人可以增加他们的信心。
The picture is there's no food or little food in the kitchen, but by faith tell the people to come to the table.
那个图画好像是说在我的厨房里面其实没有足够的食物，但是我们已经邀请人来参加这个宴会了。
This gives us a sense that Jesus must do something or we're in trouble.
所以就让我们能够看见耶稣一定需要做什么事情，要不然的话，我们是在那个困难当中。
Just like Israel marching around the wall of Jericho, God must do something or we're in trouble.
然后以色列人在耶利哥城旁边围着的时候，他们一定是这样的想：如果耶稣不做什么，我们根本没办法。So
living the Christian life is about moving forward in faith, trusting God to work.
所以过一个基督徒的生活，是我们需要勤进，靠着依靠神，靠着信心。
In Luke 9:13, Jesus took the 5 loaves, 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he acknowledged the Father at work.
然后在路加福音里面，耶稣就是把饼跟鱼举起来，他就向天祝谢了。
He acknowledged that a miracle was necessary, and that miracle would come from the Father.
耶稣让众人都知道，那是需要一个神迹来进行，那个神迹是来自于神。
He prayed, he praised, and he gave thanks to the Father.
他祷告，他祝谢，他感恩，向父神。
He challenged the disciples to move forward by faith, not by sight.
他向门徒们发出那个挑战，你需要用信心出发，不是用你眼见的。
Scripture says we are to expect more than we can ask, think, or even imagine.
经文里面说，我们需要靠着信心，不是靠着我们眼见的，或者只是单凭我们可以想象的。United
together, we're to move forth in faith, knowing that God needs to show up.
我们需要合一，我们需要凭信心，我们晓得神是在带领。Look
to Jesus, move forward in faith.
仰望耶稣基督，我们凭信心前进。And
thirdly, join Jesus in what he's doing.
第三点是跟耶稣一同做工。Luke
9:16, it says, Jesus then kept giving bread and fish to the disciples to set before the people.
路加福音是怎样记载，耶稣不断地把饼跟这个鱼分给门徒。The
disciples got to experience God for themselves, the impossible made possible.
所以门徒一定要亲身的去经历那个不可能的变成可能的。Ministry
is about Jesus living his life through us, bringing about change, impacting others.
侍奉神是在于我们怎么样去经历神，然后让人家可以有生命的改变。Ministry
is about looking to Jesus first and following his lead.
侍奉神是要看我们都看着耶稣，然后我们听从他的带领。
Ministry is about receiving from Jesus and giving it to others.
侍奉是我们从耶稣所领受的，我们可以分给人。
Recently, we were reminded that John 15:5, I am the vine, Jesus said, you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
最近的讲道里面，我们学到那个葡萄树的这样的经文，耶稣就是那个葡萄树，我们是他的枝子。
We tend to have wrong thinking, such as, let's see what we can do for God.
所以很多时候我们很深思的这样说，让我们看看怎么样的可以为神做工。But
our best efforts are still filthy rags.
但是我们最大的尽最大的能力还是一个不足够的。Ministry
is about Jesus living in and through us.
侍奉是耶稣住在我们里面，也是透过我们去侍奉人。
Even Jesus said he could not do anything by himself unless he saw the Father at work.
就是耶稣也是这样的宣告，凭着我自己不能做什么，如果不是在父的指示底下。So
definitely ministry is not about serving God, it's about God serving us.
所以侍奉不是说我们去侍奉神。
Jesus didn't come to be served, he came to serve.
耶稣不是来受人的侍奉，他乃是来侍奉人。The
verses in Acts 17:25, God is not served by human hands,
在《使徒行传》里面怎样记载，人的手不能侍奉神。
As though he needed anything.
好像他需要什么。
Since he himself gives to all people life, breath, and all things.
因为所有东西都是神赐予我们的。
We should be excited about how Jesus is serving us.
所以我们需要感到很兴奋，真的了解知道耶稣是如何的侍奉我们。
And then join him in how he is serving others through us.
所以在这一个层面，我们要学习跟从耶稣，学他怎么样去侍奉人。
So imagine with me the disciples as they took the bread and the fish to the people.
所以想象在那时候，门徒们如何在耶稣的手上接来哪些食物，然后分给人。
The excitement of experiencing this miracle that they knew that this bread and fish came from Jesus.
他们应该觉得兴奋，因为晓得哪些的鱼，哪些的饼是完全从耶稣而来的。
As they gave the bread and fish, they knew this came from Jesus, not from us.
当他们吃的时候，他们心里面了解，那些的饼跟鱼是从耶稣而来，不是从我们而出。
In Luke, we're told Jesus kept giving the loaves of fish to the disciples. He just kept doing it, and the disciples kept setting it before the people.
所以路加是怎样记载？耶稣不断地递给门徒，门徒也不断地递给人。
When the people saw the disciples setting out the food, they saw Jesus, they saw God at work.
当人看见门徒把那个食物递给他们的时候，他们就看见耶稣，看见那个神迹。
And that's what ministry is, Jesus giving to us, and then us giving to others as he lives through us.
那就是侍奉的本意。耶稣分给我们，我们分给人，人家就可以看见是耶稣做的。
Ministry is about seeing God at work in us and others.
侍奉就是说，人家可以看见神透过我们如何去帮助人。
This requires the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
那是需要在我们生命里面有圣灵同在。
It requires putting Scripture over our culture.
那需要我们把圣经看得重于我们自己的文化。
In my former church, our English service came before our Mandarin service in the same sanctuary.
在我原本侍奉的教会，本来是英语堂的弟兄姊妹是比较早一点，在那个还没有华语堂的侍奉之前。
So when it came for the time that the English service was supposed to end, I could see faces looking through the lobby glass.
所以当那个英语堂的崇拜快要完的时候，我在那个后面的玻璃看见哪些的 OK 华语堂弟兄姊妹他们在看着。
As if these faces were saying, "You're going over time again."
他们面上给我看见就是说你又超时了。
Or you should plan better.
或者是说你需要有比较好的计划。
Or you better end soon because we're next.
或者是说你要快点结束了，因为我们需要这个地点。
Every culture has their own weaknesses.
每一个文化有它自己的弱点。
In Latin America, time is not that important.
在中南美洲，时间的观念不是那么重要。
So for Latin Americans, it might be like this.
所以在拉丁美洲事情会怎样的发生？
You're going over time. That's good.
如果你超时，那是好的事情。
You're going over time shows that God is at work.
所以当你超时的时候，发现原来神做工很多。
Take as much time as you need.
所以你需要多少时间就用多少时间。
The main point is about joining Jesus in what he's doing and receiving from him and giving to others.
重点就是说我们需要跟耶稣一同做工，从他拿来的我们分给众人。
So as some of our deacons will step down, they will still be doing ministry.
所以就是我们某些的执事同工，他们会暂时退下来，但是他们还是要做工。
And the two that step up and others who continue, this is their opportunity to do ministry.
所以有些新来的或者是继续留任的都是他们侍奉的好机会。
But for all believers, we have an opportunity to do ministry.
所有信徒也是一样，我们有机会去侍奉。
And we need God equally for him to work in us so that ministry can take place.
我们都同样的需要神在我们当中，所以能够有能力去侍奉。
So just quickly, three responses.
所以很快的有三点的回应。
From the text.
从那个经文里面。
First of all, believe Jesus fills and satisfies.
头一点要相信耶稣，他是充满我们，他能够满足我们。
Verse 12, when they were filled, the people, and satisfied, then it was over.
第十二节说人们吃饱了，还有剩余的。
Jesus satisfies the longing of the soul until we can take no more.
耶稣能够使我们的心灵满足，以至于我们不用再要求更多的了。
Secondly, believe Jesus' ministry is overflowing.
第二点，要相信耶稣那个的侍奉是充满的，是满意的。
Verse 12, they gathered up the leftover fragments, 12 baskets.
第十二节说他们把剩下来的啊，发现有十二篮那么多。
Each disciple got their own take-home bag.
每一个门徒都有一大堆的食物带回家。
Jesus is able to do above and beyond what we ask, think, or imagine.
耶稣能够做超乎我们所想所求，甚至于所想象的。
Thirdly, seek to be more aware of God than yourself.
第三点，我们需要把注意力放在神身上，不放在自己身上。
Verse 14, when the people saw the sign which had been performed, this is truly the prophet.
第十四节，人们可以看见，那真是先知了。
The feeding of the 5,000 was rightly seen by the people as God at work.
喂饱五千人，让人可以真的看见神是一个在做工的神。
Ministry is about seeing God and knowing him and worshiping him.
侍奉神是在乎我们侍奉人，我们知道神在做工，而我们去敬拜他。
I will give you a verse that you could look up later.
我给你一个经节，你可以回去参考。
It's 1 Chronicles 29:14.
是一个的历代记上，
1 Chronicles 29:14.
29节，第十四节，二十九章第十四节。
It's King David praying during the temple offering.
是在献殿的时候，大卫王的祷告。
It's the people moved by God to give.
是人受感动，然后奉献。
To give generously.
然后很慷慨的奉献。
So I'll just read it.
所以我就念。
David prays, "Who am I?" And who are these people? Who am I and who are these people?
我是谁？这是人又是谁？
That we should be able to offer as generously as this.
以至于我们可以这样慷慨的奉献。
Then he says, For all things come from you, God, and from your hand we have given you.
所以从所有从你手上所来的，我们都奉献给你。
What a picture of ministry! All things come from God.
这就是一个侍奉的正向。
And then we take it from God's hand.
所有都是从神而来，然后我们从手的神的手中拿过来。
And then we give it back to God.
然后我们回赠给神。
And then we say, Who are we to ever give so generously.
然后我们才说啊，我们是怎么样的人，我们怎么样如何的慷慨。
Look to Jesus.
当我们看在主耶稣的身上的时候。
Move forward in faith.
我们需要用信心前行。
Join Jesus in what he's doing.
跟耶稣一起同工。
May we all pass the test.
让我们都一同通过这个考验。
Let us pray.
我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we cannot even live the Christian life or seek to serve others on our own strength.
哦，天父啊，我们单凭自己的能力是没有办法侍奉你跟侍奉弟兄姐妹的。
I pray that we would be increasingly devoted and focused on you.
我们祷告，在日后侍奉的途径上，我们都仰望于你。
That we would resist walking by sight and move forward by faith.
我们再不单凭我们眼见的，我们需要凭信心前行。
And that you would grant us awareness that you're among us and we're more aware of you than ourselves.
让我们看见你就在我们的当中，以至于我们可以看重你的，可以轻看自己的。
We ask this for your name's sake, in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名而祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 8 through 10.
从第八节是说做执事的也是如此。
It says in verse 8, deacons likewise.
这个执事原文是仆人的意思。
The meaning of deacon is servant.
所以当执事的时候，圣经已经告诉我们需要有一个仆人的心态，需要谦卑。
Scripture tells us that to be a deacon is to have the heart of a servant of humility.
所以也是另外一个很重要的是你们的意愿，我是愿意侍奉人。
Another important aspect is that there's a desire, a willingness to serve.
所以圣经给我们有很明显的告诉我们怎么样才可以做到这些。
Scripture shows us the requirements of what it looks like to do these things.
所以这边那个保罗这样讲，必须要端庄，不一口两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财。
Paul tells us, starting from verse 8, that it isthat the deacon is not to be double-tongued, not addicted to much wine, not greedy for dishonest gain.
要传清洁的良心，固守真理的奥秘。
They must hold the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience.
这等人要先受试验，若没有可责之处，然后叫他们做执事。
And let them also be tested first, then let them serve as deacons if they prove themselves blameless.
所以谢谢 Pastor Nick 的提醒，我们都是经过这个测验的。
Thanks for Pastor Nick in his reminder that we have passed through these tests.
所以基于让我们做执事，就是众弟兄姊妹的这个责任。
So allowing deacons to serve is the responsibilities of brothers and sisters.
我们是要按着神的恩典去支持他们，爱护他们，为他们祷告。
So it is the grace of brothers and sisters to love, support, and respect the deacons.
所以我们用现在的时间，请一些的执事上台上来为他们祷告。
So we'd like to invite some of the deacons to come forth to receive prayer.
以下是五位的弟兄姐妹，他已经侍奉很多年了，现在他们要退下来。
First is the five deacons who have served already, but are now stepping down.
有两位不在我们当中。
There are two who are not here presently today.
是教经弟兄。
Tony Chow.
侍奉了两年。
Who has served 2 years.
刘省明弟兄侍奉了四年。
And Sen Ming Liu, who has served 4 years.
在我们当中的有钟永宪弟兄侍奉了六年。
And for those who are here, Yongchen Chung, who has served 6 years.
所以麻烦
So if you would please come to the front. We also have Deborah Lin, who has served for 2 years.
And
George Tu, who has served for 4 years. With much thanks, we ask Pastor Nick to pray for them.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the fact we can see your faithfulness in each individual of our deacons and deaconess that are stepping down. We thank you that ministry doesn't stop. It continues, and that which you have given to them, you continue to have them walk in faith, finding different ways to serve in and outside of your church. We thank you, Lord, that you have worked through each one of them and that we have been able to see your faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Continue to make your faithfulness known to them, drawing them near to yourself, guiding their steps, giving them wisdom as they continue to have your servant heart. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.